Friday the 27th of March. Good afternoon, folks. Lovely to have you joining with us again for our daily broadcast. You know, this morning early on, I was watching George Beverly Shea, the famous gospel singer on YouTube, and he was singing that lovely song, "Does Jesus Care When My Heart Is Pained Too Deeply for Mirth or Song?" Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. And I suppose that old singer was maybe close to 100 years of age whenever he was singing that piece. Now, I'm certainly not going to sing it for you today. I think if I tried to sing, it would be indicative of the cheese sliding off the cracker. So I'm not going to sing, but I'm going to quote the verse of scripture that that lovely old hymn is based on. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." That's our text for today. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Let me read it one more time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that word care that speaks about our cares, it really means our worries, our burdens, our fear, our needs, our wants, all of our anxieties, the things that make us afraid. Peter says, casting all of your care upon him. And you would know, some of you, that Peter was a fisherman before the Lord called him to be a disciple. He was well aware of the imagery of that word cast, thinking about the fishing net and casting it out there into the sea. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that's just what the Lord wants us to do with all of our cares and burdens, just to cast them all upon the Lord. Why? Because he careth for you. The word careth there is in the continuous tense. It really means that there's never a time whenever the Lord does not care for us. He cares for us continually. He cares for us perfectly. He loves us with an everlasting love. And this New Testament verse has an Old Testament counterpart. Psalm 55, 22. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." I wonder today what your care is, what your burden is, what your needs are. Maybe it's the burden of guilt. You've never been born again. You've never come to Christ. You've never trusted the Lord. Cast your sin, your burden, your care upon him. Maybe it's a burden of fear, of loneliness. You can cast all of that care, all of those burdens upon him. He promises that he cares for you. He promises to sustain you and to strengthen you and to help you. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. And we'll hopefully see you tomorrow again, if the Lord allows. And we're praying for you, and we trust that God will bless you and encourage you. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time. God bless you. Thank you.